AM 640. It's Conway Show. We have some breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking news. I believe the story, if I'm correct, is that every single Southwest airline, every plane is either grounded or is about to be grounded and heading towards the airport where it will be grounded. But they say that Southwest Airlines is experiencing a system-wide, is it error? Possibly involving the airline's weather monitoring system. All planes are currently grounded, and the company is trying to resolve the issue ASAP. So there are people on the tarmac at LAX and Burbank who are in airplanes, Southwest airplanes, and they're not going to be taking off. This is a huge, huge story. There are hundreds of thousands of people every single day that travel on Southwest Airlines. Now, the FAA has required a weather package for...
Yeah, it had required a weather package for its entire fleet, for Southwest's entire fleet.
Right. And evidently that system might be down. Is that why they're
yeah,
saying?
I mean, this is just breaking, and it said flights are being grounded, resulting in massive delays after airline reports technical difficulties with weather forecasting software. It's impacting the entire Southwest fleet. Flyers across the country are all reacting on Twitter.
Hmm. Well, this is going to be a massive, major pain for everybody involved, for the airlines, for the passengers. This is a huge story. And, you know, there are people right now driving to an airport. They're going to get on a Southwest flight and they're going to be pissed because that thing is not going anywhere. And when did they say this started? Do you know, Belly?
Some of these reports are about 20 minutes ago that I saw where it started coming out.
Yeah, Hollywood Burbank, when they tweeted it, that was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Okay. All right. So I'm just looking at something here online. But it says here, Southwest Airlines, you know what? It's not even on, this is an old story. It's not even on the internet yet. I mean, that's how breaking this story is. But if you type in Southwest and you look up news, there is no news of this yet online. It says here, you know, all the other, it is here. It is on Channel 11 in Houston.
Here we got it on TV
okay.
here.
Airport are suspended right now due to network issues. All other airlines at the airport are operating as normal. CBS News is reporting it's a system-wide error and that all Southwest planes are currently grounded. We have a call into Southwest for details and we'll bring you more information as soon as we get it. The FBI has joined the investigation.
All right, so that is KCAL, right? Was that KCAL? Yeah, they're reporting that that is exactly right. Southwest Airlines flights across the United States appear to be delayed or canceled, and the passengers nationwide are reporting they're stuck on tarmacs for hours in multiple cities after the computer monitoring system has crashed. So I think, obviously, Southwest is on one massive computer system that crashed, and now they are, I guess, just sitting around and waiting to figure out what happened. But it doesn't sound like, you know, when you have a national catastrophe like this, you know, in Southwest Airlines, it seems to be more than probably just a weather system on the planes. It smells like a, you know, an internet hack or an internet, you know, one of these dubious, you know, hacks that destroy an entire system. But here's a guy named David Harris on Twitter. He says he's been on a plane for almost 3 hours now. Southwest is grounded nationwide and planes landing don't have gates to get the people off the plane. There aren't enough gates to take all these people off the plane. And let me see what else is going on here. Yeah, so Southwest Airlines, a massive, massive outage right now. And it's just breaking. There are very few stories of it, even online. It's, you know, sort of hard to find a lot of information because nobody really knows what it is. It's been happening, I guess, for quite some time, though, because, you know, there are, here's another one. Our Southwest pilot is serving water on our mega delay. Let me see. Another one, Southwest, would be compensating passengers. All right, people are starting to look for freebies already. That's when you know they're annoyed.
I saw Southwest. They tweeted out something. They were responding to somebody else who'd been hanging out on the tarmac, and they said, yeah, we know delays on board can be uncomfortable. Experiencing technical difficulties. We're working hard to get you on your way. And someone replied to that saying, you're paying for my hotel.
I know. Everybody instantly wants a check. The moment and there's any hiccup in any systems, like, where's my money? Where's my money? I need my money. Where's my money?
This man said landed in Denver finally and the entire system is down. They're stacking planes at the gates, unable to let planes take off or deboard.
Oh, boy. All right. That's horrible.
Someone else said they were at PDX and they said that they're being deplaned right now.
In Portland.
Yeah. They've been sitting on the gate for about an hour prior to that.
I guess it's multiple system-wide outages on Southwest Airlines. And he says on a recent trip, they also had delays. So here's another one. Southwest Airlines, I can't tell where this is from, but all Southwest Air flights are grounded because of their weather system. Went down a while ago, and planes can't take off without it.
Somebody said, have you tried turning it off and turn it back on again?
Now, explain this to me. This is Chuck DeVore. Update. Flight deck says 700 weather packs being generated for Southwest airline fleet. When we get ours, we can leave Dallas.
Oh, really?
How does that work?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm reading a tweet right here, and it says that it's a requirement that they have a printed weather report before they take off. And so,
oh, really?
Yeah. And here, I'll tweet it over to you guys right now.
They just tweeted 50 seconds ago, Hollywood Burbank did, Southwest Airline network issues have been resolved. Departing flights from Burbank are now resuming.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's
Hollywood
great.
Burbank just tweeted that 50
seconds. Can you imagine those poor people sitting out on the tarmac in this heat?
Oh, I know. Well, I think they crank up the AC on them, though, don't they?
I don't know. Have you been stuck in a plane out on the tarmac before? It gets pretty warm.
I got stuck in Denver. It wasn't on a tarmac. I was taken off. Remember those old 727s? They used to have the engines in the back.
Oh, yeah.
And we were taking off out of Denver. I was coming back to L.A. And the front wheels come up, and then the front wheels slam back down, and the plane screeches to a halt right at the end of the runway. There wasn't another foot left for it to go. And then we sat there for about 20 minutes. The pilot didn't say anything. And then the pilot came on and said, we had a fire light come on with one of our rear right engines, and I look out the window and that engine is a foot from me.
Oh.
You know, because you that, in those days you could sit in the back seat and the engine's right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm getting the F off this plane.
Oh, wow.
We go back to the gate and the flight attendant says, everyone stay in their seat, we're gonna have a guy come on and take a look at it, and then we're gonna be on our way. And I said, I'm done, I'm out. So I went up to the front. I said, I got to get off this plane. And she goes, well, you know, we can't open that door for you. And I said, well, I'll open it. And she says, you don't know how to open it. And I said, well, during our pre-flight instructions, you taught us how to open it. So stand aside, baby. I'm opening this sucker.
Baby.
And then literally 20 people came up behind me and go, yeah, let's get out of here. And we took off. We got off the plane. And by the time we got off the plane, there were 5 or 6 news cameras there. Interviewing us and like, what happened? You know, like, hey, how'd you feel? What was going on? Because it was a pretty big deal. You know, this thing took off and it was almost airborne, then slammed back down.
Wow.
And like skidded, but came to a stop at the end of the runway. And so I'm like, man, how did these camera crews get here so quickly? It was like maybe 10, 15 minutes after it happened. And there's 5 camera crews with all the local reporters there. And so I said to one of the guys, I go, how'd you guys get here so quick? Well, I mean, this just happened 5 minutes ago. He said, oh, there was a crash of a private plane here about an hour ago, and we were all just sitting in the parking lot. Like, oh, okay, all right, bad news. The captain of bad news there, this whole crew. But anyway, so Southwest Airlines, at least back up in Burbank, they're up and running again. And I'm sure the rest of the airline will be up soon. But right now, it has been horrible for these people stuck on the tarmac there. Here's another one. Sharing music with passengers while we're delayed in Denver. So it's happening in Denver, all over the United States here. Southwest Airlines in Houston. Flights across the country appear to be delayed tonight. Here's another one. Southwest Raleigh? I think North Carolina. I had technical issues. Another one confirmed around 9:30 Eastern time. when they were boarding, they seemed to have issues with the flight. Flight canceled due to, it was an old one. All right, anyway, so we'll keep you up to date here. But it looks like Southwest fixed the problem, or at least here locally, and people are going to get back up where they want to go. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640. More now with Crozier. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. We had breaking news at the top of the hour. Southwest Airlines had a complete system-wide failure. And the weather, I guess, the weather packages, you have to have a printed weather package when you leave the airport. And that system was down. But now they're back up on their feet, at least in Burbank. They're getting people moving again. And hopefully nationwide,
I'm
back.
Seeing tweets that people are saying that it seems like it's fixed and some people are being allowed to reboard.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Southwest, they're back, baby. Look at that. It really is a great airline. You can change your plane when you want. They don't screw you with overages and you can bring two bags for free. And if you have kids that are in college or, you know, kids that are traveling, it's great because kids are constantly changing their plans. And it's a good, reliable airline. Love it. Love it. All right. We talked about the temperature, triple-digit temperatures that, and we can't stress this enough, it's going to be hotter than hell over the next couple of days, like 5 or 6 days.
We just had a chance to speak with Pasadena's fire chief about the dangers that presents both as far as heat illness and possible wildfires.
We're seeing fire conditions that we would normally see in August, September, October, just because of the drought conditions and the heat.
Pasadena Fire Chief Chad Augustine says crews across the Southland are on high alert. Many jumped into action Sunday in the Santa Rosa Mountains, where the Flats Fire has burned hundreds of acres and destroyed two homes, with crews still working to contain it. Starting tomorrow, three newly arrived Chinook helitankers will be available for fighting remote wildfires in the Southland. They're the world's largest fire suppression choppers and fly at night. Meanwhile, fire crews in Pasadena are...
By the way, finally we got some good helicopters, you know, ones that can fly at night. We've been doing that dance for 20 years. When the sun goes down, the helicopters stop. I'm like, wow, nobody could figure that out, right? That these helicopters, they need to be fighting at night. Well, they finally did.
Starting tomorrow, three newly arrived Chinook helitankers will be available for fighting remote wildfires in the Southland. They're the world's largest fire suppression choppers and fly at night. Meanwhile, fire crews in Pasadena are worried about another seasonal threat, fireworks. Chief Augustine says two boys playing with a firework device sparked this fire last week, which destroyed one home and damaged others.
Morning, Jim. Yeah, kids will be kids, man. They love fireworks, these kids. I was the same way.
Really stark reminder that one careless act or one mistake can be devastating.
At the same time, Southland paramedics will be on the lookout for heat illness.
Coming too early. More late and more hot.
The Placentias hit the Rose Bowl loop today before the sun came up. And a youth sports camp is adding a daily swim break to their cool-down regimen.
Cool. We're just going to do a lot of extra breaks, we have pop-up tents, and we're trying to keep them in the shade as much as possible.
Pasadena's fire chief says nobody should leave a child or a pet in a car because temperatures inside will skyrocket.
Yeah, they say about 40 kids will die every year because they've been left in a hot car. Every year it happens, man. They can't figure that out either.
And he says pet owners need to be aware paws burn.
The asphalt can get, you know, 130, 140, 150 degrees.
So you got to protect those little paws if they're out for a walk.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if the dogs, if they're more embarrassed by the shoes that we put on them, or they'd rather take a shot at, burning their paws. They don't like shoes, right? They weren't designed to wear shoes. And when you see an upscale dog in a dog stroller and the dog's got shoes on, I don't know. I think you'd take away all the, you know, self-esteem of that doggy.
If anyone out there needs to get into a cooling center, those are being set up. You can call 211 to find out one that's located near you.
There you go. All right, there's your number. It should be easy to remember.
211.
211. If you're hotter than hell, need a cooling station. Call 211.
211.
There you go. All right. Get out of that heat. It's going to be unbearable. Especially out where you are, Croge. It's going to be unreal.
Dude, today, I walked out my backyard. And normally, when we in the mornings, Jen would put the dog out in the backyard. Right. And it's all shaded, and it's nice, and it's got water and all that stuff. But today, it was just like, oh.
And it hits you like a ton of bricks when you open that door.
As soon as you open that door, man.
Yeah, same way here in Burbank. And it's even going to get hotter and hotter. Wednesday, Thursday are going to be unbearable. So please, stay cool. All right. We're live on KFI More Now with Crozier. KFI AM 640. We're live on KFI. The Southwest delays are ending. So their planes are getting back up in the air. That's good news. It was some kind of weather-related system on board. I think Ainge was right that these pilots need a printout of the weather before they take off, and that system was down.
You know, I was thinking about
called that. Called me. I told them the weather.
When things like this happen, this stuff that goes on just like for a couple hours, where else can you go? I mean, you can go to Twitter, but it's kind of one of those things where it's like, but here, this show, we're doing things like this. Where are you going to get other information like this? Like,
that's right.
That's this applicable to you.
Nowhere.
There really isn't.
I know.
Because news isn't going to break in with something like this.
No, of course not. And they're not going to give you as many details as we did.
Right. And if you're on Twitter, you got to sit there and do all the searching and trying to figure out what are the things you need to say or to type in to get the information you want.
And when you type in Southwest Airlines on Twitter, there's a story that comes up about the delays. Then there's a story that comes out about a lost cat 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, right.
You know, and then you got to keep searching, you know, and you got to quickly dismiss those stories that are not applicable to what you're going through.
There is no other place I can think of where you're going to get that kind of information as accurately and as quickly as what we're doing.
And as much as we're doing a lot of other news stations, you know, like Channel 9, you know, I love Channel 9, great channel, but they came in real quick, said, hey, there's delays, and boom, they're out.
Yep.
And when you're driving to the airport, this is exactly the information you need. You know?
Yes, exactly.
So you can make adjustments in your plans. All right. Let's do a quick whip around here. Wow, that was fast. Russ is on top of it.
Yeah, Russell.
All right. A bad year for Girl Scout cookies. How many boxes of Girl Scout cookies are unsold or still at the baking facilities? How many boxes of Girl Scout cookies are either unsold or sitting at the two baking facilities? Bellio.
Is it 300,000?
No, it's wrong.
Oh.
Russ.
I'm going to go with 100,000.
100,000 boxes. No, Juwan.
I got 50,000.
50,000 is wrong. Gross.
I'm going to bring it down. I'm going to say 18,000.
18,000. Angel to save.
150,000 Girl Scout cookie boxes.
Oh! Who said the highest? Was it
me?
Bellio, 250?
I said 300.
300. You were the closest.
Wow. I was.
27 million.
What? No.
15 million boxes are unsold as a surplus, and then another 12 million boxes are still sitting in their two baking facilities. Little Brownie Bakers and ABC Bakers.
Because they ain't out in front of the supermarkets.
Yeah, right. They can't. I mean, with
now
COVID.
You get cookies?
You get cookies.
You know what? The Girl Scouts in my area were delivering them to your home.
Oh, my God. They can't leave us alone, right?
They have these signs set up in front of the grocery stores because Crozier was saying, they couldn't go out there.
I know.
And so you just text them and they come and deliver them to you.
Yeah.
Believe me, I know. I ordered a bunch.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
I can't pass one of those tables without buying or donating.
I know.
I mean, I feel horrible. Some people, they can't afford it. And, you know, see these little girls in their, you know, Girl Scout outfits, and then they're just saying, hey, you want a box of cookies? How do you say no to that? You know, how do you just walk by? I know there's a lot of rude people that rot and they pretend to be on their phone and walk by. Bellio.
Yeah. You taught me that trick.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't think you were going to do it every time.
I thought it was for every time.
No!
I use my daughter all the time. I was like, oh, I got a daughter. I know how it is, ladies. She's never been a Girl Scout.
Yeah.
Crozier.
I like that. Me too, Carl. I'm with you.
Yeah, I have a weird way that I guess could get me in trouble, but so far it hasn't. I just have a Girl Scout outfit that fits me, and I go into the store with looking like a Girl Scout.
Not weird at all.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Not much.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I get some strange looks inside, but when I get outside, nobody bothers me. Hey, girls, how you doing?
Start crying and running away.
Oh, that patch. That's my radio patch right there. You see that one right there? And that's one that's right there. It says Santa Anita. You'll get that one maybe later on in life. Yeah. That's not a patch. That's a stain. And that one's, I got that one from Budweiser. Very tough to get that one. Girl Scout season is over, I think. Right? It wasn't supposed to be January, February, March. April, so. And now it's over. But the Girl Scouts are the number one cookie being sold in the United States for the month of February, I believe. And every other month there's one cookie that surpasses it in the United States. Oreos. Oreos is the number one cookie in the United States. And it's number one every month with the exception of the Girl Scout month. I think it's February or March. And they outsell Oreos. But they have 15, according to People magazine. Let me see how current this issue is. Hold on one second. This story came out June 14th, 2021. So pretty current. But it says here, Girl Scouts of the United States was hit hard this past year amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The organization has 15 million boxes of unsold cookies in surplus. And a representative for the company said the Associated Press on Monday reported that they have an additional 12 million boxes still sitting in the two baking facilities, Little Brownie Bakers and ABC Bakers. They have 27 million boxes of cookies that need to be sold. That's one for almost every man, woman, and child in California. I think we have 40 million, right?
43 or something, right?
Really? 43 million? I think it's 39, but 40, whatever, right? What's 3 more million people?
Well, are they going to try to unload those this year? Or are they going to try to pass them off next year?
Well, that's a good question. Are they still good next year? Or
I don't know.
Do they go stale?
You're right, 39.7.
There you go. Yeah. Mr. Numbers is by a nickname.
I know a lot of people put their Girl Scout cookies in the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what do you mean? You mean like everybody you know puts Girl Scout cookies in the freezer?
You got to put the Thin Mints. You have to put the Thin Mints in the freezer.
Yeah, Thin Mints.
Wait, and how long do they stay good for?
Well, that's the thing. That's why.
Forever.
Forever in the freezer.
Not forever.
Well, they're sealed.
You know, my grandmother, until the day she died, and she was, I think it was 83 or 84 when she died, in her freezer, she had kept a piece of my dad's wedding cake.
Wow. That's
awesome. Isn't that wild? 50 years in the freezer.
What?
Yeah. Couldn't let it go. Right. And she wasn't a pack rat either. You know, she was like me, where if she didn't use it, you know, 2 weeks, she got rid of it.
Did you do that? Where you save the top and then eat it a year later, which is, I guess, what you're supposed to do. Do you remember that?
What?
You're telling
me a lot of things I don't know tonight, Crozier.
Yeah,
the freezing of the cookies, and now
you're
I got to eat my cake a year
on
later?
Your anniversary on your
get out of here.
You're supposed to take the top and put it in the freezer and then have it on your one-year anniversary.
Yep.
And it's horrible.
And what, you eat the cake?
You're supposed to. Well, you're supposed to at least take a bite.
Well, Belly, stop saying yeah unless you did it. Did you do it?
I did do it.
You did that?
Yes.
Right. And you got sick?
No.
No, right?
No.
Romantic. You and Johnny, right? Kicking ass, right? Candles.
We're bringing it.
Flowers.
We're bringing it.
Cookies and
soaps. And you know what else we did?
Candles.
On our first anniversary, when we were eating the top of our wedding cake, we high-fived one another.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's my gosh.
Whenever you see a couple high-five each other, it's so gross. You know, it's like, what are those two got going on?
All they're missing is matching outfits at this point.
I saw that at Jerry's Deli. I was there like a New Year's Eve, and the couple next to us, they're probably in their late 40s, early 50s. And then at one point during the dinner, both hands got up and they just slapped each other five. I'm like, wow, really? You guys are really going on, huh?
You're doing that?
Yeah, you guys are like the Dodgers winning the World Series, huh? Let me scratch right a little below that surface and see if there's any problem with you two idiots high-fiving in public, a couple, a man and a woman. Oh, we got it going on.
Yeah, God. Us.
Get Christ out of here. You two idiots. Right? You got nothing going on. When you think you got everything going on, you got nothing. Nothing. Two idiots. All right, we're live on KFI. More with Crozier. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. Southwest Airlines is back up. They had a problem with, I don't know, what their weather packages. I guess they have to have a printed out weather report before they take off. What are they? Was it 1952? Can't do that on a computer?
Yeah, I don't know how they generated 700.
Has to be printed out?
Yes,
why don't
so,
they just
yeah.
make them up? Right? Cloudy. Then it won't be. It'll be sunny.
Get out of here. Go, guys.
Right? Just make it up. over the weekend, there's been four or five people in my life that say that they can see the future, right? They're foreshadowers, soothsayers, mediums. I don't know what the hell they are, right? But they can see, they say they know what horse is going to win at the racetrack, right? And around 20 years ago, I took one guy with me who gave me that whole spiel. Nothing. Zero, right? And then recently, over the past weekend, there was a woman who said she really knew, you know, horses and meet us at the track and, you know, do the whole thing. It's a friend of a friend. So I said, all right, I'll go. When do you want to go? Saturday. All right, we'll go Saturday. And she meets us there. She's probably in her late 60s, early 70s, right? Very nice. Name is Dorothy. Dorothy, if you're listening, how are you? And she gets there and she looks at the horses and, you know, she has her, then she puts her sunglasses on and she looks around and in her dress and looking. She goes, there it is. I'm like, what? What'd you see? She goes, the three horse has an oar around it. It's going to win by 30 lengths. Really? The whole race is 40 lengths. And she says, no, three horse. So we pile on, right? Three horse. Goes off at 5-1. Flag is up. There they go. Three horse out to the lead. Three horse. Three horse slowing down in the stretch. Three horse getting passed by the 4, the 5, the 7, the 1, the 3. Again, getting passed by itself. The 9, the 12, the 11, and the 3 finishing 12 lengths behind everybody. And we just looked there and go, so what'd you see? What'd you see that we didn't see, right? What'd you see? Last? We're not betting last here. And she said, she goes, I'm sorry, man. That horse gave off a great aura about it. And I said, okay, well, don't look for that next time. Don't look for the aura.
Whatever you saw.
Yeah, whatever you saw there, exclude that from the next one. So we look at we go to the paddock, and she's looking around again. She's looking. She goes, the way that horse is lifting its leg and, like, dancing in the paddock, that 7 horse, that's a winner. And I look around and I go, all the horses are doing that. And she goes, no, the way that horse is doing it, that's a winner. Okay. Load up again, right? I mean, really loaded up, you know, brought up to the box and everyone was betting on it. Here she is, Dorothy. She sees a future. They're going to win. Flag is up. There he goes. 7 is winning by 5 lengths. It's kicking everybody's ass. Come on with the 7. Come on with the 7. Oh, no. Here comes that 3. No. Here comes that 3. Here comes the 4, the 5, the 1, the 9, the 8. Came in second to last. And
she's consistent.
Yeah, she's great. She picks the winner about for three quarters of the race. You know, if they ended those races early, she would win us all a lot of money.
She turned to her and she goes, did you see that coming?
Yeah. And then she said, well, let's go look at him again. I said, I'm out. You can go look at him if you want, you know, but I'm not going with you. I'm not doing this again. And she went down and two of the other guys went down with her. You know, she picked the 5, came in, you know, 4th, picked the 3, came in 8th, whatever, and just picked losers all day. And I said, but this whole thing, was this a scam? What was this whole thing? She goes, no. She goes, I've been to the track before where I see a horse and I know it's going to win. I said, but he lost all eight races. How's that possible? She goes, yeah, well, it's an off day. I said, well, no, if you can see the horse is going to win, you shouldn't have an off day. You know, you should always be able to see the horse is going to win. She goes, yeah, well, I thought those horses were going to win. I said, all right, well, she goes, I'll come back again. I'm like, no, we're not doing this. I'm coming back in a few months. You knew the rules. You knew the boundaries. Mahalo with you. And that was a wrap on her. All right, tonight we're doing a song on the Ding Dong Sing-Along called After Midnight, because in 3 hours and 1 minute, California opens up. After Midnight, when we come back. We're live on KFI AM 640.